Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager Dan Nelson hosted an interactive Zoom discussion Tuesday evening with Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink. The question and answer portion lasted for 45 minutes discussing COVID-19 and getting vaccinated. Zink answered a common question on everyone's mind. Is the vaccine safe?
So there's always this ongoing monitoring that happens with any sort of vaccine, any a full vaccine or this EUA process. But they just went forward with this EUA approval with the most important two questions. Is it safe and does it prevent people dying? And the answer to all of those questions was yes. And as a result, it got the EUA approval. We have had almost 100 million people vaccinated in the United States as a whole. We have not had anyone who a death has been attributed to the vaccine. And as a result, feel very grateful that we've got, you know, like you said, a year into this, three vaccines that are safe and they're efficacious and they're our ticket out of this pandemic. I honestly did not think we would be this far ahead this quickly. These vaccines were better than we expected, that they were incredibly safe and they were amazingly good at preventing severe illness and death and even symptomatic and asymptomatic infection.
Zink states that you should ask your medical doctor if you have specific questions regarding your medical history for getting vaccinated. She also says that an area of pause is if you have any sort of reaction from injectable medicine. Dr. Zink says that science recommends wearing a face mask in public.
There's been a lot of studies on this. It's non-pharmaceutical. It's something you can make yourself. It needs to be well woven, at least a couple layers, and it needs to fit well. And there has been an impressive body of literature that has come out since to be able to support. People do cherry pick studies and they say, well, how about this one from back then? And how about this time when everyone was in lockdown and it didn't help? I would say that if everyone was in their house, that's going to be more effective than a mask when everyone's together. And so there are ways that people can kind of cherry pick the studies, but the overwhelming body of evidence shows that masks are a very useful tool at slowing the spread of this disease.
For more information or to sign up for a vaccination appointment, visit covidvax.alaska.gov or visit the KPB Alerts Facebook page to watch the entire conversation. 1 month after a former middle and high school assistant wrestling coach in Kodiak was charged with sexual abuse of a minor, the family of the former player, police says the victim, is suing the Kodiak Island Borough School District for not adequately protecting students and athletes. 47-year-old Nathan Benton faces four counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Alaska's news source reports that Benton resigned in September. He'd worked from 2016 to 2019 as a high school assistant coach and from January 2020 to March 2020 as an assistant coach with a middle school. An attorney for the family says that the district failed to protect students by not adequately conducting a background check and by not acting on complaints about grooming behavior, which ultimately progressed to sexual assaults that took place in July 2020. The attorney for the family was quoted as saying, "Certainly concerning is the fact that other people complained about grooming activities that they observed at various times in and around the wrestling program, and apparently the school received those reports, and we don't know what they did about it, but certainly they didn't prevent the wrestling coach from having contact with the girls that were subject of his grooming behavior," unquote. Superintendent for the school district says that they conduct background checks on all staff, including the coaches, and that they provide annual sexual abuse and prevention training to all staff through the use of the DEED e-learning course. Citing the pending litigation and stating some information was confidential, the superintendent didn't respond to additional questions. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.